Hello and welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. You are listening to episode 301 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. I can't remember if it's 301 or 302. I think it's 301.
Two.
Oh, 302. Oh. You hear that voice you hear in the background is the lovely co-host, Ed Daly. Ed, what's up? Episode 302.
So 300 was how we ended the year.
Band-Aid was 300.
Right. And then we did year in review, or decade in review.
Decade in review. Friend of the show, Travis Rogers, has been listening to the decade in review, and he said, he goes, yeah, he had lots of thoughts, but then he also said, want to put in a request that I be included on the next decade in review. And then he said, I have some thoughts. And I go, well, the decade is only 2 weeks old. And he goes, I know, I'm a little late to the party.
Yeah. Well, how about we reach out to him for the next year in review?
Year in review. Yeah. Or both. We could have him for both. Decade.
I mean, I don't know how this show's going to be going when I'm 53. We'll see.
Yeah. Or if we're going to be going still.
Yeah. Everything's, you know, we've passed the, we're making the turn at the clubhouse.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
You don't know what the second half has for us.
No, that's for sure. What's going on with you?
A couple things. Speaking of that decade review, you know, I'm not much of a reader, but I had one of my favorite.
You are a reader.
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, okay.
But two deaths that I missed that are, one guy I think was a piece of shit, but was a fantastic author, Tom Wolfe. He did The Right Stuff, but Bonfire of the Vanities is one of my favorite books.
Yeah, well, he wore the suit. He's one of those guys. Yeah, he's one of those guys that like picked a look and then tied himself to that look, and that look is his look forever. No one else can even do that look.
He was creepy. Yeah. But I loved a lot of his books, and he, you know, he didn't start doing novels until Bonfire of the Vanity, but he did Bonfire of the Vanities, but he did Right Stuff, he did the Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test. Yep. He did a whole bunch of those. What was it called? New Journalism.
Right.
And then he did good one. I can't even remember, but Bonfire was the big one. But then he had a good one about a real, like the real estate bust, early 2000s. Uh-huh. And then he had I Am Charlotte Simmons about a college girl.
Right.
He was a great author.
He was good.
He didn't get along with anybody, so I'm guessing he acted like the type of person who would wear a white suit all the time.
Oh yeah, like, yeah, totally. Yeah,
he wouldn't want to hang out with him, but like, pretty cool. But my favorite author, and he has been great content for movies and TV. Elmore Leonard died this decade. The Dickens of Detroit, and he is the guy behind Get Shorty, Justified, Out of Sight, Jackie Brown. I mean,
Rum Punch.
Well, that was Jackie Brown. 310 to Yuma. He used to be a Western writer. And then when people stopped giving a shit about Westerns, he's like, all right, fuck it. I'll go to crime.
Yep.
He's the best crime novelist of all time.
He's great.
And he was like the perfect summer read kind of guy, because he didn't believe in any book being longer than about 220 pages.
That's
something
true.
Like that.
Yeah.
He was just always great. He probably put out 50 books, and they're all, you could pick up any one and be pretty La Brava and any of these random books, and they're all entertaining. And he always had the same idea that criminals ultimately are idiots. And so he would write real funny dialogue around the criminals, because, you know, these are people that spend way too much time breaking the law rather than something productive, and they tend to be kind of morons.
Exactly.
So he was definitely one of my top guys during the decade.
I'll be honest, I didn't realize.
I googled those, you know, the regular who died this decade. Yeah.
No, you did a good job.
And authors didn't come up, but those are two guys I remembered. Oh yeah, they died this decade.
Right. All right.
And hey, yes. I also wanted to point out something you watched like before the holidays. I mean, it took me probably about 4 or 5 readings to get to it, but I finally watched The Irishman.
Yeah.
To get through it, but
yep.
I there's no spoilers because I don't really know what I could spoil. It was like, it was well done, but it almost felt like extras from Casino or from Goodfellas. Like, it felt like just, you know, deleted scenes. It was just a bunch of stuff that was like pretty good.
Super good long. Actors.
But like, I mean, if somebody asked me what it was about, I don't know if I could tell them.
Right. It's kind of about Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah, but it was kind of like guys in the Jimmy Hoffa world, which you feel like you kind of know what's going on.
I thought Al Pacino's performance was very good. Yeah, very good.
I was sadly disappointed with really the lack of presence of Pesci.
Well, he was cast in a low key role, which I think is probably why he did it.
Right. I was thinking, hey, Pesci's back, but no, this isn't Pesci, you know? No. And also I read so much about the technology and the anti-aging stuff. They either looked pretty old or ancient. Like, there was no, I thought they were like supposed to look young.
Yeah.
No, they all looked really old. Well, even younger.
They had those old ass bodies, and you can't de-age their old bodies.
Yeah. They were really old.
Yeah, they move like old men. Like, he's supposed to be some young meat truck driver, and he like shuffles around like an old bastard.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird. But, you know, I can't say I disliked it. I mean, I don't know. You have a B, but like, it wasn't Scorsese, De Niro, Pacino. Like, there were some good performances, but it was a lot of work to get through a movie that I really won't remember much about in a month.
I would agree with that. It's definitely not canon.
You know how like some long movies you're like, well, this is, you know, really important to the story. I mean, they could have cut an hour.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
An hour and a half.
Easily. It's super long. I saw it in the theater, buddy.
That is crazy.
Right. And I was getting, and then there's like some home drama broke out during the movie. And so I'm like trying to like text and watch the movie. Oh, and also the theater was packed and I saw it with my son and I'm like, oh, there's a couple seats over there on the side that I didn't see. Let's go get those. And I went and sat in them and then I immediately realized why nobody sat in them. They were like the kind of seats that don't recline.
Oh, or are they broken or they were like just the ghetto
seats? It was like that row for some reason. Like there was something about that row that didn't recline. And so I had to sit upright the whole time and watch it 3.5 hours.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a little too much. But yeah, I'd pretty much agree with that review. Anything else?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, let's do a voicemail.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His balls are useless. Shit. He's
okay.
Hey, Bri, Ed, a couple thoughts on the year.
LSU Lala, he's pretty consistent.
He must be happy. I mean, his name is LSU Lala.
Right.
He's got to be happy about last night.
And that's one of those ones that I don't care really who won, but I definitely was pulling for LSU.
I was too, and I, just to make it interesting, I did a couple prop bets because my brother-in-law got me to, if I signed up for DraftKings on Thanksgiving, then he
got some money.
He got money and I'd get money. So I did it. And then I was just looking at my app and I really don't use it much.
Yeah.
But I looked at it and I bet a couple player over-unders and I won on one, which felt good. And then I took the under on the LSU's running back. He 99.5 was the over under on his yardage.
Yeah.
He had like 50 in the final drive. His final carry put him to 101 or something.
Oh, how do they do that?
It's amazing that they do it, but fuck them.
They put it right on it every time. 99 and a half, and he went over by 1.5 yards?
Yeah, but I did, I took the over on Justin Ross's receiving yards on Clemson, and them being down.
They had really to go to him a lot,
I was fine there. I passed that in the third quarter, early third.
Good for the Tigers. Was that two Tigers playing each other?
Good for the Tigers and bad for the Tigers.
Right. And are they both death? Did I hear something that they both lay claim to the Death Valley? They both play in Death Valley.
And I've read the reason why that. All right. So the reason why Clemson, I think this is in Washington Post. The reason why Clemson are the Tigers is because Princeton was good at the time and they were the Tigers. That's which is so a real bullshit reason. Bullshit reason for the, and then the LSU Tigers, it had to do with a fighting squadron. It might have been for the civil. It might have been for the Confederacy that these Tigers, they fought like tigers. It was I think there was some element of that going on.
Yeah,
but Clemson was. I mean, look, I'm not down with the Confederacy, but at least there was something to that. To just say, well, Princeton was good at the time, so we thought, why not we be Tigers? Yeah, that's terrible.
Name every fucking baseball team the Yankees.
Right. Terrible.
Speaking of that, cheating. Mm. Cheating. It's a fucking big story. And the Houston Astros got fucking whacked. Manager.
How about and then Red Sox?
Right. Well, has that come down yet? We don't know about the Red Sox yet.
Cora is already out. As the manager.
Oh, they fired him?
Yeah, which means they know some shit.
Oh, yeah. You can just
can the guy right away.
Well, they said, I mean, they claimed that he was the, and I'm doing air quotes here, mastermind. So, I mean, he was going to get the biggest suspension of all. And if your manager gets suspended for more than a year, like, just get a different manager. At least he gets his money. Well, does he get, if he gets fired, maybe they did him a solid because he got fired. So then he gets paid out his contract, whereas if he were suspended for a year, that's without pay. How's that work?
Yeah, I don't know. He was
a lawyer.
It was swift.
Well, it's fucking slimy and it's disgusting. And I would say that if it were any team, not just because it happens that my favorite team lost to both those teams in back-to-back World Series. But it's just fucking gross. And I would feel gross if I were involved in that. And I'm sure a lot of guys did, but they just kind of went along with it. And
Didn't it come out that it was like a former player that once the team did him wrong, he's like, you know what?
Yeah. Because they were, the relief pitcher, Mike Fiers, got traded into their division. So he was on the Astros at the time. And then he got traded to the A's and he's pitching against the Astros and he fucking sees that they're doing it to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck this. Like, I get it that this is something you guys do, but you should know that I know you do it because I was on the team when you were doing it. And now you're fucking doing it to me.
Right.
This would be hard to maintain because, you know, guys, I know there's a code or whatever, but you got to be smart about it. Somebody's going to say something at some point. Yeah. Anyway, it's fucking disgusting. And, there's no place for it.
My team wasn't involved in anything.
Right.
And I was cheering for the Astros in that series.
Oh, you're a piece of shit. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
What are we going to cheer for the house in blackjack? You don't cheer for the team with the biggest payroll.
I mean, they're up there. They got to pay off all those old contracts. That's a problem. And 2 years from now, they have no money committed. So we'll see what they do.
What a feel good story. Yeah. But anyway, it's not okay. The systematic cheating is real shitty.
Like cheat in the regular way, like rub up the ball.
That's right. I don't mind somebody pulling who's Harris in Major League.
Yes.
Put snot on the ball.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of cheating I like.
The Gaylord Perry character. Yeah, like, do the regular. If you get on second base and you can fucking steal the signs, like, that's been a part of the game forever. But you're fucking using cameras and you got nerds decoding shit. Fuck that. And you're telling the batter while he's in the box, get the fuck out of here. While the pitch is about to come, fuck that. Go fuck yourself. Okay, a couple of emails. Oh, I didn't put this on the rundown.
Wait, did we get his voicemail? What did he say?
Oh, we didn't even play the voicemail.
We just started talking about LSU.
Okay, here we go.
For the Decade in Review show, first off, great job, guys. got thrown for a loop, though. I didn't take Ed as a Rapt aficionado. I thought we were
not, Ed. Oh, shit. I accidentally rewound it. I went to pause. Has he not listened to the show?
I mean, my love of rap has been established.
You're known hip-hop head.
On the year or the decade in review show, first off, great job, guys. Got thrown for a loop, though.
I won't be pausing again.
As a rap aficionado, I thought we were going a different direction, but I'm very pleased to hear that. So if it's...
Okay, I did pause again. You know what he's saying?
He's saying he thought I was into, like, fucking Buble?
Or no, I'm saying Dave Matthews. He's got you as a fucking white guy wearing Tevas and cargo shorts, getting really excited for the fiddle solo. That's fucked. That's a fucked situation.
Yeah, it's not good.
Wow.
It's not good.
Stereotyping.
Yeah, the last... No, I'm looking through my just shuffle. Yeah. It's all right.
We know that about
I have you. A lot of comedy too. I listen to comedy routines. I have like a bunch of comedy albums downloaded.
I like that.
Tons of rap though.
Mr. Skin's top 10 list. I really don't care about the movies. That's the one I was most interested to hear about. And I know Brian probably either has it memorized or knows them as well. So
no,
I don't. You guys could push that out for us. I'm sure the fans would appreciate it.
When are the Oscars?
I think they're usually like in late February, early March.
Yeah, because he always comes on Stern and he does the Anatomy Awards.
Right, I like that.
And he gives out all the awards for that stuff. And my problem is, I think because of all of the different platforms, it used to be like Jamie Lee Curtis in Trading Places. And now it's movies. Yeah. I have no fucking clue what they are.
Yeah. Okay, I've Googled it. It doesn't appear that Mr. Skin has a decade list, but he's got a top 10. I feel like it's got to be kind of tough for Mr. Skin to make a buck these days. Oh, it's a video. Well, here, I'll play it. See if I can play it. See how long it is, first of all. Oh, my God. Always block notifications. Do you think I want to get fucking notified when Mr. Skin makes a new post? It's the first time I've ever been on Mr. Skin. Oh my god. Gotta do it. There's a dick pill commercial. I don't know. I don't know how much I got. How long I am for this. It's only a minute video. And also I got this old ass computer. Oh, accept the cookies. Okay. He should have made a list.
Cookies?
I don't know.
They love asking you about cookies.
Well, it's like a new rule that they gotta, before they would just fucking do the cookies. Now they gotta say, hey, we're doing the cookies.
Yeah, but if you don't say, yes, I want the cookies, then you just get nothing.
Right, exactly.
They're like, well, cool, then you don't get our platform.
Right, so stupid. Mr. Skin, the problem is I don't know who anybody is. So there's probably like, hot chicks on the list.
I'm not saying that his choices are bad. It's just a bunch of shit I don't know.
Yeah, same here. I don't know that she was really naked, but the chicken uncut gems should definitely
be
on the list. I mean, she's an up and comer.
How creepy was the scene where he's watching her from the closet?
Super weird.
he was robbed, by the way. If that snobby Academy, he was in every fucking scene of that movie.
It's weird that, of course, that like Hollywood doesn't like Adam Sandler because his movies are generic or whatever, which, okay, fine. But also, he's made all those people so much money, which is why. So like Julia Roberts has an Academy Award. Is Julia Roberts a great actress? No, but she made everybody so much money that when they get a chance and they go, oh, she's pretty good in this, they give her an award. Same Sandra Bullock. She gets an Academy Award. Why? Is she a great actress? She's okay. But she gets an Academy Award because she got everybody in the room paid. So The same goes for Adam Sandler. Like, there's a bunch of people that are rich just because of Adam Sandler. And yeah, a lot of his shit is generic, but when he fucking goes for it, the guy is amazing. He is a fucking supreme talent. And you just can't take that away from him.
He's like Cage. He's like Cage in that, you know, it's in there. And yeah. I mean, is this an award ceremony where you have to have the best full career, or is it just
it's the performance
for what you're, you know, it's bullshit.
And I don't know what he would be going up against. I don't know who else was
DiCaprio for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I mean,
it's pretty good. Yeah, it's a good performance.
There are scrubs going against it, but like, that was a really impressive performance, I thought. And he's in every fucking scene.
He's in every scene. He carries the movie. He drives you crazy. Like, he does what he's supposed to do. He wears the glasses. Like, he's also, and this is the thing, this is like what I talk about with why I thought Pacino was so good in The Irishman, is because as soon as he came in the movie, for one second I was like, oh, there's Al Pacino. And then I never thought I was watching Al Pacino again. I just thought I was watching Jimmy Hoffa. The same goes for this Sandler character. Never in a fucking, not for one second did I stop during the realize during the movie that I was watching Adam Sandler. I was watching this guy.
He's not doing he's not doing all that. Yeah. He was like a real piece of shit Diamond District guy.
Totally.
He was good.
Really good. Really good movie, and that's too bad because I don't think it got recognized really for anything. I mean, obviously he's the one that would have been nominated. Okay, I forgot that I didn't put this on the rundown, but our buddy Dave in Rancho San Clemente.
Yeah, horse.
Yeah, if you're new to the show, our friend Dave in Rancho San Clemente, some guy at his office makes a horse whinny. Subconsciously, what do you call that?
It's like a reflex.
Yeah, it's like a reflex. When somebody coughs, he responds with a horse whinny, and not even realizing that he's doing it. And so he's sent us one, and this might be the best one yet. I pre-listened to it, and it's great. So this is that. Listen. Did you hear that shit at the end?
Wow. He's really silent.
Here, I'm going to play again because at the end he does.
Seabiscuit.
It sounded like a full on horse at the end. I'll play it again. Amazing. That's real. That's the best he's ever done.
That is, that's his finest work.
Truly, truly impressive. Okay. A couple quick emails here. Brian and Ed, did you guys happen to see the story about a fantasy football loser, bracketed, redundant, whose punishment was to spend 24 hours in a Waffle House, being able to subtract an hour for every waffle he ate? If you had... I like these kind of challenges. Yeah. If you both had to complete this challenge, how long would you be in that gross establishment? That's Dean. That's from Dean, mystery method expert. That's a tough one because are they like Eggo size waffles, or are they like a fucking Belgian waffle?
Well, let's just say it's a pretty average waffle.
Oof.
Now, what you have to do, first of all, it's always key to get as many down early before you realize you're full.
Yeah,
that's my problem in life. Yeah. If I took a break, I'd probably stop eating sooner. That's why portions in America, if we just made it smaller, we'd probably all be better, but we don't.
Of course.
So you would have to get in. I think I could get in a lot early. I could probably get in like 8 right away, and then I'd be feeling terrible.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I could do 8. I could take down 8 like medium sized waffles. And we got to do syrup here, right?
Yeah. I mean, butter. What are you going to go dry? Yeah. We'd have to. I mean, if you're not doing syrup, it's going to be a shitload of butter. But yeah, I like syrup. Yeah. So, but I just think if you go quickly, you could probably pack in 8, but then you're going to feel terrible. And what that's So that would mean you'd still have to spend 16 hours there. I mean, and you have to take a dump there if you want
to. Ed,
I'm just saying, you're at a Waffle House. That's a
All that bread.
You just ate. You feel terrible. You have to get it out.
You'd be pretty bound up, I imagine. It's not like unless you were topping them with spinach or kale.
I don't know. It's a bad scene.
I think I can, and then
I've shaved off 8 hours, so I've got 16 to go.
Yep.
Like I could do eight. Like the first half hour, I just plow away.
Yep.
And then I'd be like, I'm terrible. And then I don't know. 2 hours later, just try to.
Yeah.
You know, you would just slow down so much.
I don't think I could get past like a dozen.
I think I'm spending half a day in that Waffle
House. Yeah, for sure. Because you remember the man versus food guy? He had a real talent for it. Like, he could just put that shit down and without really slowing down.
I think the man versus food guy is somebody I played high school football against.
He's from New Jersey.
Casey something? Well, no, Adam Richman was the first guy.
Yeah.
But I think the guy who took over.
Oh, there was two man versus foods?
Casey Webb. He played football for Red Bank Regional.
What?
He blocked me.
Shut up. You're coming through the A gap against him?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Wow.
I got a sack against Casey Webb. So man versus food, fine. Man versus Ed,
yes.
I won. Actually, his team won the game 7-6. I got a sack against him.
It would be tough to do. I don't think I could do more than a dozen. Maybe like if I was really feeling it, 16. I don't think I could do that.
I mean, the prospect of being just jammed up in that Waffle House, you probably tough out. But even if you did 16. You got 8 fucking hours in a Waffle House.
I know. That's
a bummer. Yeah. I like that league, though. That's fun.
Yeah. No, that is fun. I like that. Okay, thanks for that, Dean. Ballers. It's been a while, so I thought I'd check in. Sadly to say, the 6 injections I took straight to the shaft did not cure my Peyronie's. So they are telling me I'm a candidate for all caps surgery on his dick. I decided to hold off for now and weigh my options. Good idea. However, I did see that a doctor at the Mayo Clinic.
Okay, that's a good name.
South of here, about 150 miles.
North. That is north.
Is touting a special new traction device for treatment. I thought that's what he had to do. Didn't he have to stick a thing down it? Or
he had to go stretch it out.
Yeah, he had to stretch it. That's what it was.
He had to do the wristwatch, I think.
Yeah. So do I take the knife or rack my cock into some kind of contraption? Stay tuned. I got to be honest. Taking a scalpel to the dick is probably an absolute last resort.
Yeah, because think of the recovery.
But also, what if it fucking doesn't work after? What if you just fucking, they're like, hey, you're good news. Your dick is fucking so straight now. You got the straightest dick. We plumb bobbed it. We've measured every other dick in the world and we've determined you have the straightest dick known to man. Bad news. Slight downside. It will never get hard again. Yeah. Right. I know. It's crazy.
Hurts to think about.
Yeah. In other news, I had been kicking the idea around in my head for the How Fucking Old Is This Guy segment theme song. Ever since Rights of Bill dropped Daily's Choice. Hold on, I have that on the board here, but I don't know what button it is. I'm gonna just take a guess at this one.
Who's that?
This is, of course, the Loudcomer song, not Daily's Choice.
He comes so proudly.
We use this song to determine when we're discussing if someone makes a lot of noise when they're ejaculating. That's not the one. Okay, let's see. I'm going to guess another one. Let's try this one. Oh, that's My Name is Brian, where, like every song about me on the show, where they call me gay. Okay, let's try this one. There it is.
Baby's choice. It's the choice I make. Baby's choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
That's the Daily's Choice song. Your call to action motivated me to humbly present this to you. I have included two takes. They are largely similar except for the last phrase of lyrics. I will let you decide what you like best. Please forgive me. I used a karaoke background in my haste to get this out. If the Baller Fam wishes me to, I will re-release it with yours truly playing all the instruments. Oh my God. Always listening. Hashtag team current episode. Hashtag team every episode. Hashtag team Patreon. Gotta talk about that. Hashtag team Peyronies. Not sure if I should include that one. That is from our friend Chuck Snowjet SST. I believe he resides in Minnesota. Let's listen to his take on the How Fucking Old Is That Guy game.
What's his age? I can't explain. He was young back when he did that thing. Still alive, and I don't know why. How old is this fucking guy?
I like it.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
He can play all the instruments on top of that? Oh, my goodness.
I mean, come on. That's a fucking hard. Now, that's take two. Should we listen to take one? It's got a download on my phone, so it might take a minute. I don't think we need him. I mean, it would be amazing if he re-recorded.
I'm fine with that version, but yeah. If he wants to really style it,
holy
go for
shit.
It. But that's great.
It's really good. The lyrics are great. Okay, let's listen.
I love song contributions.
Me too.
Show.
It's great. Okay, let's listen to take one and see. Let's see how different that is.
First one you played.
Yeah, that's take two. That's the improved one. I like it too. I'm gonna Chuck. I mean, you can re-record if you want, but I'm telling you right now, what you've done is fucking amazing. Yeah, and it's gonna be plugged into the board as soon as the show ends, and it's gonna be used on the next How Fucking Old Is This Guy that we do. Fantastic work, great contribution. Chuck.
Yeah, excellent. Nice, Chuck.
We still need a song.
Yeah, so we need sports, right?
Sports, for sports. That's what I meant.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Ed, we haven't talked sports in a few weeks on the show. It's been a while.
I mean, it's been like mid-December.
Yeah.
We've done content.
Yeah.
This was earlier in December. Steelers cut a player after he was arrested for going berserk at a bar when his jukebox choice was skipped.
Well, I've seen this happen quite a few times.
It is maddening. I'll give him that.
Yeah. My buddy Silk has a thing. Well, you know, all the jukeboxes these days are connected to the internet.
Right.
And my buddy Silk has an app where he can just get on any jukebox. Like, he has an account with the jukebox people.
I mean, that's a lot of interaction with jukeboxes. You have an app for it.
Right. He's got an app. And so people will be playing their songs. Like, they'll go over and put $5 in the machine and pick their songs. But he's got an app, and he's got his account is at the level where he can fucking jump the line.
That's a power move.
It is, but it feels kind of wrong. Yeah.
There's something earnest about a jukebox choice.
Right.
You put in the money and you're hoping.
Yeah. You want to hear your song. Where's my song?
It was in my 20s, but I once went to a bar that had the old school jukebox, and we put in $20 worth of Joe Esposito's You're the Best from Karate Kid and just played it over and over
again. That's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
Over and over again. It was amazing. Patrons, not pleased. And unfortunately, we were found out to be the guys doing it because we were the only people laughing about it. So immediately, you know who did it.
Yeah, I used to hang at this bar, like that was like my local bar in my 20s. And that anytime somebody would play Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline, which was surprisingly often, like nearly every time you were in there, somebody would play it. The bartendress Jen, who carried with her the largest set of implants you had ever seen in your life to that point, she would stop whatever she was doing. She'd be pouring somebody a Jack and Coke or whatever, and she'd hear just the opening of it, and she'd go, "Hold on," and set down the bottle and walk out from behind the bar, and she would go like reach behind the machine and push a button that would fucking skip the song every fucking time. Which I was okay with. So but you know, I get why this Steelers guy was pissed. He picked a song.
I was looking through the story. I would have liked, I mean, so often the journalist stops short of asking the question we want to know. What song was it? It doesn't say. It said he made terroristic threats, but it doesn't say what song he desperately wanted to hear.
Yeah, that is important. Also, the guy,
what if it's like a horrendous song?
Yeah.
Cut him for that.
That's true. Yeah. What if it was like one of those best songs from our decade list, like Despacito or.
Yeah. I feel like I get this guy out of the locker room. He's a cancer.
Yeah. You got to get him out of there.
So it's well established, much like my love for rap, that I love the garbage basketball organization, the Knicks.
Yeah.
And they had their most Knicks moment of all this past week. A Knicks fan makes half-court shot at halftime, and they gave him $1,000 in scratch-offs.
That's so much scratching.
Yeah, it's giving him fucking work.
Yeah. That's so much scratching. So I saw that he scratched off those $1,000 in scratch-offs, and does it say in the story how much he netted from that?
It doesn't say.
I know it because I saw it today.
What did he make?
He netted $570.
What a I mean, Jesus. Yeah. The Knicks, what do they charge for those courtside seats? Because the thing about the Knicks, this is why they're continuously terrible.
Yeah.
They still make shitloads of money.
Sure.
Because everybody still goes to the games.
Well, because it's all you fucking finance assholes. All the hedgies go.
Yeah.
Take their mistresses to go to the fucking
right. New Knicks York game. Celebrities like going.
Yeah. Howard Stern.
Yeah. It's what an awful organization.
Go watch Julius Randle and. Okay. Hold on.
Well, RJ Barrett is the actually like good.
Rookie. Okay. I wouldn't have been able to name him, but hold on.
He's from Duke.
We need a. Yeah. Number two pick, right? Okay. Hold on. Or three. Okay. Hold on.
Three.
Let's play a game. Can Brian name a second player on the Knicks roster?
They added like six or seven new players this offseason.
Okay,
they were like shooting for Durant and Kyrie, and they didn't get them. And so they got a bunch of medium players.
Right. They got Julius Randle, I know. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think they have one of the Morris twins.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
Marcus.
Oh, I was going to guess it. That's the one I was going to say, not Markeith.
Yeah.
Marcus. I mean, Marcus Morris. It's
very confusing calling them like from the room, Marcus and Markeith.
Right.
A lot.
Why? Yeah. Wouldn't you put like make the names a little further apart?
Yeah. Make one of them Joe.
Also,
there's no confusion.
Also, Marcus. That's a name. That's from Greek mythology. Like everybody knows Marcus. Markeith?
That's not a name. Not to be confused with Brother Marquise from Two Live Crew.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
I believe passed away this decade.
Oh, R.I.P. Was he the Asian guy?
No, that's Fresh Kid Ice, right? Oh,
right. Of course. Yes, Fresh Kid Ice. My bad. Okay, what else is going on?
Former MLB prospect suing the Yankees for $34 million and blamed Derek Jeter for derailing his career. I guess he played the same position. Side note, he hit 195 in high A ball before getting cut. But it was Jeter who was like, hey, watch out for that guy. I don't want him on my organization. He's raking.
Oh, shit. That's pretty good. Well, let's let this play out in court. You know, you never know. Let's let all the facts come in. Could be anybody. Could be anything.
Yeah. Jonas Cespedes from the Mets. They found out where his ankle fracture came from. He had a violent incident with a wild boar at his Port St. Lucie ranch.
A wild boar will fuck you up.
Yeah, well, but what is he doing? Apparently it was in a trap and maybe he let it go.
In a trap?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my fucking God. Well, if you have crops, the wild boar will come in and fuck up your crops. If you're trying to grow some shit... So, I mean, they're invasive. They fuck shit up. That's why they shoot them from fucking helicopters, because that's why there's no limit. Where when you hunt them, you can hunt the fuck out of wild boar because there's just too many of them and they fuck you up. They fuck up the land. But is this one of those? Remember when Colorado Rockies shortstop Clint Barmas? And I got to be honest.
What was that? He was
deer meat. It was the deer meat injury. Deer meat. He fell and tore his ACL, air quotes, carrying some deer meat. I would just like credit for coming up with Clint Barmas, because that was one of those names that I could see coming from a distance. And I knew I wasn't going to be able to say it. And then it just came to me at the last minute. He had the deer meat injury. Then there was Ed Daly, Pop Warner adversary, Brian Greasy,
who
slipped on his wet driveway and fucked up his knee.
He must have slipped on something when I sacked him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. 1985.
Residual injury, probably. Then there was golfer Dustin Johnson, who got a back injury when he slipped on some marble stairs or something in his socks. And to a man... all of these injuries occur when people are drunk. These are drunk injuries. You know, people don't slip down the stairs sober. People don't fall carrying deer meat sober. Like these are made up reasons to mask drunk injuries. And I would say this Jonas Cespedes ankle fracture is no different. A wild boar was not involved. This is something he did. While drunk.
Wild boar was the name of the whiskey he was drinking.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, right.
That sounds like it could be an off-brand whiskey.
Totally. Okay, what else?
Finally, in quote, sports.
Right.
Sergeant Slaughter accused of stolen valor.
What?
Yeah.
The former the wrestler from when we were kids?
The wrestler... Sarge claims to have served in the Marine Corps from 66 to 73. But just a quick search realized he had been wrestling in 1972 for the AWA.
When he was supposed to be in the service?
In NAM.
Right.
And then they said that in the 80s, the Baltimore Sun started poking around, and it said that Slaughter dodged all the questions about his armed service record for good reason. Why? Because he never served time. Served time is actually a bad quote. He's not. Served time is. That sounds like he went to jail.
Right.
This is Vietnam. But yeah. So I don't know how he'll be remembered, but it seems like Sarge might have to be. It's weird that this guy would like be kind of a fraud who pretended to be someone who wasn't.
Right. That is weird. I didn't. So I don't know, because he was just doing the character Sergeant Slaughter. It never occurred to me that he would ever actually was in the service.
It's weird that there's a wrestling site that's looking to verify something.
That is weird. And also, I assumed Sergeant Slaughter, remember like last year or something, or 2 years ago, when King Kong Bundy died, and we were like,
right.
Whoa.
Yeah, wow.
King Kong Bundy was still alive? Shocking. Same with Sergeant Slaughter. I assumed he had kicked off in like 91.
Yeah, it always makes me think of a great Onion headline. Former wrestler found alive, because, you know, there's so many of them die that I thought that was pretty good. It does also remind me of one of the great internet clips of all time. The "It's Real to Me, Damn It" wrestling fan.
Best.
I mean, he's crying over wrestling.
Yeah, he's at like a, he's like not at a match. He's at like a, just where there's just some wrestlers like in a high school gym charging to like do a Q&A. Like retired dudes, like dudes that used to be wrestlers, which is just like, how does that happen? Did you see the Peanut Butter Falcon?
No, that's the LaBeouf.
It's right? Really good. I would highly recommend it.
Is it now on streaming or something?
I don't know. I saw it in the theater.
No, I don't know.
It's really quite good. And there's a wrestling.
Oh,
there's a wrestling angle to it, and it features a cameo by the great Jake the Snake Roberts, who, it was always kind of weird in wrestling.
Oh, I saw a Real Sports on Jake the Snake.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He was a mess. Well. I think he cleaned his life up though. It's always kind of weird in wrestling. Like all these guys are like bodybuilders that are also pretty good athletes. They could jump around and shit, but they're for the most part, they're just super jacked guys. And then there'll be one guy like Jake the Snake Roberts, literally no muscle tone to his body whatsoever. He's just a tall dude. It's weird. And then you're supposed to think, oh, this guy is just as physically imposing as these fucking super yoked bodybuilders that can squat 800 pounds. It's a little weird, right? And there's always like, then there's some guys that are like way smaller than the other guys. And you're like, wait, he's supposed to be able like that. His backhand does the same damage.
Some more scripted than others.
Right.
Sometimes you realize there's a lot of choreography getting into this thing.
Yeah. It's weird. Right. Okay. Oh, non-sports. Oh, I don't know what button that is. I forgot my key. Hold on.
Let's go for
it. Yeah. Oh, that's the bong hit sound effect. I made a post-it note key that I usually have here, but I've forgotten to keep it handy. Insta stories.
I could have a shower
right before bed.
Or maybe take an Uber.
It's okay, it's not that one. Oh, that's somebody's music. Hold on. No, oh my god. That's not it. Nope.
Well, it's time.
There it is.
Got it. Sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports, non-sports, non-sports.
Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports.
Ed, what's happening in non-sports?
Well, I read this headline, and I thought about it for a while, and then I clicked on the article and found out what they meant. A conservative moms group, and it's one of those ones that's like million moms, and they don't have anywhere close to a million moms. But
yeah,
a conservative moms group has a beef with Burger King using the D word in one of their ads. I was like, they use dick in a Burger King ad? They use the word damn. Damn? What? But like D, I was like,
yeah,
it's
no.
Gotta be dick, right? No. Dickhead? Like what are they saying in a Burger King ad?
Yeah. Damn is not a bad word.
It's not a bad word at all.
No.
It's a word.
Yeah. That's a biblical word. Dudes were getting damned in the fucking Bible all the time.
Yeah.
These people gotta calm down.
Moms. 1 million moms. Get out of here.
You know what's much worse than the D word being used in a Burger King commercial? Burger King.
Yeah, the Burger King bathroom. That's
right,
way worse.
Right. The Burger King sandwiches. Or the King. Remember they did that campaign with the King? Burger King?
Fuel. Awful. Nightmare. Although, Michelle worked for an ad agency right out of college.
Yeah.
And they were going with a... they were going with some sort of just real basic campaign where the burgers would be in slow motion and they were playing lots of music.
Yeah.
And she was the one sent to go purchase CDs to use it. Yeah. And so I would put in my order and she would buy like 25 CDs and they'd be like, well, we can't use these. Oh, yeah. And so I like doubled my record collection based on Burger King in the late 90s.
That is some pretty sweet fringe benefits right there.
It would be like, yeah, let's see if Burger King wants to use something from Exile on Main Street.
That's amazing.
And would you be getting these random Rolling Stones albums or anything, really anything.
That's one of the best stories I've ever heard.
It was great. So I benefited. This is kind of an inspiring little engine that could kind of story. Oregon man high on meth fights off 15 police officers while masturbating in bar.
So
he's fighting with his left hand, right?
Right.
Or whatever, his non-dominant. That's a pretty tough thing to fight with.
Yeah. And well, remember that time I broke both my wrists? I had to jack it lefty a couple times. And actually... Oops. Not gives a little different experience and not that difficult. Can be done.
I don't think I've ever done
it. Yeah, try it.
I've ever done it.
You could do it. It takes a little longer because you know they call it the stranger, whatever. You don't know yourself as well going lefty and you don't have the dexterity.
Right.
So you kinda gotta like it's like being with somebody else. You gotta like learn their things. Mm. You know? You gotta learn your own things when you go lefty.
Like you're 13 again.
Yeah. So but my thing is that, you know, they're trying to like modern wars or future wars, I should say, are going to not be fought by human soldiers, right? There's going to be, it's just going to be fucking AI. Like how we drone everything.
Drone versus drone.
Yeah. They're going to be doing shit with the T-1000 style dudes. I would say hold off on that. Stop these Boston Dynamics fucking freaky jump around deer robots and let's fucking study this guy. Like,
yeah,
what's going on with the dude that can fight off 15 cops high on meth and still come at the end? Like, I need to know what that is.
This would make a good scene like in Kill Bill where she fights off the crazy 88s.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Right?
Right, except
he's jacking off in a bar.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Stunning.
The commitment to the cause.
Really? Yeah.
You know, what image does he have in his mind at that point? It's tough to, I mean, I can't even use my imagination anymore. This guy, He's
a multi-hyphenate. He's a multitasker.
He's a multitasker.
Yeah. Yeah. He goes for it.
Very ass. Right. Very. He's loving and hating at the same time.
Unbelievable.
Doctor warns against worrying trend of using toothpaste as lubricant.
Well, who's doing that?
Is this one of those things that one kid ate the Tide Pod?
Right. And then it's like an epidemic.
Who would think that you would want your dick hole to touch toothpaste?
No, it's a bad idea. I mean, it's been discussed many times on the show. The time when I was about 16 years old, when I needed some lube, because see, you're a non-lube guy. You're a dry jacker, which is fine. I'd feel like the experience isn't as satisfying as being a lube masturbator, as am I. So, but I'm not one of these monsters that can just go with a little spit. Like I need some, you know, a good Lubriderm, maybe a nice coconut oil, something, you know, viscous. Well, one time when I was about 16, I just didn't have any, you know, you just weren't running out to fucking Target back then and getting lotion as a 16-year-old. You just kind of like used what your mom had around. And then one day there was none around. So I went under the sink, and way back in the corner under the sink, I saw this like green bottle. And I was like, oh, what's that? That looks like lotion. I pulled it out and I saw, oh, this is shampoo plus conditioner. It's per plus. And I thought to myself, well, it's like green and viscous. It kind of looks like lotion. One of the 3 to 7 biggest mistakes in my life, Ed. I stroke my cock with that Pert Plus, and my dick was so purple and irritated for the next probably 5 or 6 days. And yeah, it got down in the hole in the shaft, and that hurt too, but it was mostly the exterior area where I had like, it was almost like I'd sandpapered my dick with that detergent shampoo plus conditioner.
Yeah.
But nobody's using toothpaste.
I tried hand soap once.
Oh yeah, that'll do it.
But it was hand soap. Yeah, but it turned into like an I Love Lucy episode. There were suds everywhere. It's too much. Like I need it out. That's why I went back to dry. Massachusetts palm reader arrested for scamming a client out of $71,000 to banish a demon from her daughter.
I mean, now
Ben Franklin had a phrase for a lot of things, right? But a fool and his money are soon parted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody thinks palm readers really know what they're doing. Nobody does.
I mean, certainly.
Except for people. Certainly. Right, but except for people who are willing to part with $71,000 to banish demons.
Well, hold on. Let me just take a different approach here and see what you say.
Okay.
Prove to me that she did not banish a demon from this woman's daughter.
Good point. Because is the demon there?
Where's the demon? Do you see any demons around here? Because there was a demon before. And now I got $71,000. And you know what? I don't see any more demons around here.
She's like Ghostbusters.
Right.
Okay.
I noticed they're doing a new commercial. I feel like it's like Ameriprise Financial or something. QuickBooks. And it's got Annie Potts doing the Ghostbusters receptionist character.
They're doing another Ghostbusters movie.
Right.
Paul Rudd's.
Oh, he is?
And yeah, but Annie Potts, I think, is back in that role. So
she's also in a commercial. And Annie Potts was super banging in the Ghostbusters day. And now it's just, I mean, you know, age gets us all. And she doesn't look especially bad for a woman who I imagine is well into her 60s at this point. It's just, you know, it's not the same. That's all I'll say.
Right.
Yeah.
What else? Let's go back to the world of meth. Oklahoma man on meth steals car from porn video store with goat and guy inside, drives through three states, leads cops on a low speed chase.
Wow. Again, how it's not an accident that Hitler was given his guys in the field that out right. battling in the fucking France. He was giving him this meth because it
seems
makes
like a lot of can-do spirit.
Yeah, it really gets you fired up to go do some shit. Imagine driving through three states with a goat in the car. Like, that goat would be really annoying, and it would smell.
Oh, man. Yeah. And you just hear, like, over and over again.
Imagine you don't have the best sense of smell when you're high on meth in a stolen car.
Yeah, you probably only smell like battery acid kind of smell.
Yeah, yeah. If anything.
But I like to picture with the three state thing and the low speed chase, he's thinking it's like an old movie where they get to the state line, everything's fine. Then you're off the hook. You know, in the old days, in like those movies, they get to the state line and they were good. They didn't have to worry about the cops.
The cops couldn't cross the state line.
Yeah, so he probably had that kind of logic.
I mean, I feel like they did the same thing in the town where they're like, get to the Charlestown Bridge. We got to get to the Charlestown Bridge.
You were mad about that movie. I like it. What they were doing was if they shut off the bridge, they were stuck. But if they got past it, then they were dealing with cops that were going to look the other way.
Oh, because they were on there. Payroll.
Right. They got across the bridge and then a guy sees them cops. And they're holding machine guns and the guy like turns his head in the opposite direction to let them go.
Is that, and this is when they're dressed as nuns?
Yes. Okay. That's exactly the same. Right.
Yes. Okay. Well, maybe I need to watch it again. I was just, mostly it was the accents that weren't my favorite.
The Boston accent is bad, but I liked that movie. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Fucking the stories from Australia are just awful.
Crazy. Terrible.
And their prime minister is another shit heel that's courting the coal business. Mm-hmm. And he was in Hawaii as his country's burning. He's awful.
Yep.
But Jeff Bezos came to the rescue and Amazon donated $690,000 to the Australian bushfire relief efforts.
Kind of a weird number. Because it's
$1 million Australian.
Oh, okay. Because I thought he was trying to do like a 69 thing. Get it? Like, nice. Like,
yeah.
Well, that's nice of him. You know, it's, you know, probably wasn't easy for him to dig up that much money. That's a large sum of money.
He makes $230,000 a minute.
So that was. Just like
a little
four,
it was 3 minutes,
four 4.2 minutes or something worth of.
We were talking about the last meth story, when he accumulated $690,000.
Right. Yeah. That's a good point. And yet some lady down the street who lives on a different street than me, but happens to have the same house number. Her packages come to my door every single day.
Making all the money.
Not once a month does her packages come to my door. Her packages come to my door each day. And for a while, I had a sign on the door that was like, and it was a very patronizing sign where I said, "You are here." And then I had my address. And then I said, "You are not here." And then I had her address. And then I wrote like arrows to her address and with a bunch of no's, the word no, 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 no. I'm like, "This address where you are not." And then I would put her address again and I would put a bunch of no's. And then I said, "Is over there." And then I put an arrow like pointing towards where her house would be. And you know what? That sign was pretty effective, but after a while, I had it taped, like duct taped on the door. It wasn't laminated or anything. So eventually it came off the door. And so I'm like, oh, they got it. They figured it out. So I took down the sign. 4 minutes later, there was a package for my same house number, but a different street on my fucking doorstep. And you know what? Right now, Ed, if I went out my front door, because I did just a few minutes ago, just before we started the show, there's a fucking package for her on my fucking doorstep.
My God.
Hey, Bezos, give me my 690 grand, asshole. Why am I dealing with this?
Fun fact, he just made $690,000 while you were telling that story.
During my rant. Fucking asshole. Yeah. What else?
But yeah, so Australia's burning. But good news. Meatloaf says Greta Thunberg has been brainwashed. Global warming's a hoax. So we don't have to worry. Meatloaf says so.
His name is Robert Paulson. His name is Robert Paulson. Meatloaf, real name, Marvin. Again, he's kind of like Sergeant Slaughter. Meatloaf, still with us. And also, right. How is it that when people get old like this, like Meatloaf, you know, his claim to fame, Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, it's a real piece of shit. Just one of the worst songs. And also, and even when I hear it, I'm like, how was this popular even at the time when they were so starved for entertainment that this could be considered?
But this was going on. When this was late 70s.
Yeah,
there was like
good shit. Yeah, good shit was happening.
The Clash going on or whatever, you know, shit like that. And Blondie and people are listening to Meatloaf.
Yeah,
the fuck out of
here.
And
he's all sweaty and his chest is out. Yeah. There's no way that he was like a fucking arch conservative back then. Like, what is it about these assholes that turns these guys into such assholes later in life where they're like, this little girl's been brainwashed, like everything's a fucking conspiracy, like how does that happen? Because it's not gonna happen to me.
You can make an argument that just about any adult has been brainwashed on some level about something, but this kid, she's just not old enough to be corrupted yet. She just isn't.
No,
that's the one person you can't say, she's, you know, she's in the bag, you know, somebody's got her head. Like, she's a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a weird thing to hate somebody for caring about.
Right.
As Australia's on fire.
Yeah. I care about the planet. Well, you're a piece of shit. Like, what? Like, shut up. You're a kid. Okay. It's weird. It's a weird thing. I don't get it.
Very odd.
Yeah.
A British woman was jailed for a drunken outburst soliciting passengers to join the Mile High Club.
Oh. Well.
Now.
Yeah.
Take a look at the picture. I'm not saying... Yeah. A+.
Does she look like Twiggy?
If I'm a younger lad, I'm gonna try to settle her down before they have her arrested.
The problem is, here's the problem.
Well, the Mile High Club is problematic.
It's real unsexy when a bra. Oh yeah, she's not bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
she's not bad.
You would expect a train wreck.
Yeah. Oh, she's not bad at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's real unsexy when a chick is like really over the top with it, like
super
that.
Super aggressive. I get it. Yeah. Listen, I there's nothing more annoying than some drunk asshole.
Yeah.
Causing a scene.
Yeah.
But
drunk I'm girls. Just
saying, when
worst.
I clicked on the story, I was expecting a much worse version of who we got.
Worse. Yeah, no, I agree. I expected more of a hag. And this one, she's only 20.
A lot of life to live.
Yeah, like, maybe get right with yourself, sweetheart. You can still attract a man. Do whatever you want.
Did you watch Before Christmas, the Eddie Murphy SNL?
I saw a little bit of it.
I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, they went to the well. Yeah.
They did, but I mean, they were giving us the hits we wanted. Yeah. It's like going to a concert of a band. You just want to see the hits.
Yeah.
And he gave it to us. I thought he did a great job.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't like that performance was Bill Cosby, because he said, who's America's dad now? In the monologue.
Oh yeah. Well, that's
because
funny.
Because he said something like, I've got 8 kids and then, you know, I've got a successful movie out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're in jail. It's America's dad now. Cause Cosby famously, you know, ripped on Eddie Murphy in the '80s. Yeah. So Cosby didn't appreciate it and called Eddie a Hollywood slave.
Oh. How does anybody know he's in the joint?
Yeah. Well, apparently his lawyer is in contact with him, and he made a statement on behalf of the Cosby family.
Imagine 30 years ago, it's Thursday night at 8:00, and my man comes out in his Coogee sweater, and he's playing a doctor and his wife's a lawyer and he's got all his kids and all his kids have different skin tones. And that one, the oldest one, Sandra, is basically white. And he's like, I'm America's dad. I'm Bill Cosby. And if I told you, hey, Ed, in 30 years, that guy's going to be in prison for multiple rapes.
Like 60 or something, right? Yes. This is a crazy number.
It's so many. It's so many that we'll never know about. It's probably, it could be thousands. It's definitely hundreds. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, he's got like 70 documented.
Yeah. Kind of thing. Yes. Totally. It's crazy.
Yeah. Missouri church leader tried to pay for sex on Grindr with an Arby's card.
I think, did we talk about that one already? I definitely heard about it. That's
you and I texted about it like December. All right. We haven't had a show.
Who pays for sex with any kind of card? First of all, do hookers take cards?
Grindr is an app. So maybe
he's signing up for the app.
But still, no. Yeah. Isn't that just like Facebook? Like you just sign up for Grindr, but I don't think you pay for the people you meet. You just meet them.
Yeah.
But there's two things. One, you know, you're trying to pay for sex with a card, but also what point in your life do you say, you know what? I'd like an Arby's card.
That's kind of weird.
That's a low. Why would you have an Arby's card?
So I definitely.
Is that like the, you get five sandwiches and get one free, or is it like you have a credit line with Arby's?
Either.
Like a Target card.
Either. So I've ingested Arby's in my life, and it was probably like in the 25 years ago range.
Sad roast beef, right?
Yeah, it's just like warmed up deli meat on fucking white bread. And luckily they give you a little like horseradish sauce that you can put on it that makes it kind of better. But it's definitely not like, let's go to Arby's, or like, I can't wait to get back to Arby's and have more Arby's.
Yeah, it's accidental eating. It's not, you don't, right. It's not destination.
It's, yeah, it's because you're near it. Exactly.
Right. But yeah, I mean, it's also surprising. A church leader is on Grindr.
That's weird.
I thought he was married to the Lord. I didn't realize that you would have other appetites.
That's weird. It's crazy. I wonder if he hated gay people.
ABC told Batman actor Burt Ward to take pills to shrink his dick.
I've had that same issue.
I mean, they were wearing outfits that really left little to the imagination.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I guess he was packing. Now, in college, he was on Stern and he had an autobiography out and it was all about him just fucking.
Yeah, they did a lot of fucking.
He did a lot of fucking because he was on network TV during the free love era. And even if Robin wasn't particularly cool to people, he was famous during an era where sex was just readily available. And I remember one story, he woke up and he had some hugely swollen testicles that he had to get medical help for. And he had to call out sick that day because there was no way he was fitting into the Robin costume.
I mean, if I had been told, like, this is actually the story of my life. There's two things that have haunted me throughout my 44 years on this planet. One, too fucking muscular. Always getting in the way. I just, too fucking muscular. It's a problem for me. I can't help it. Secondly, cock is just too fucking big. I got too big of a unwieldy. Fucking cock. Yeah, and it's just, it gets in the way. It's cumbersome. It's annoying. And, you know, it's oftentimes I've been told, hey, take a dick shrinking pill. Also, there's no such thing as a dick shrinking pill. And there for sure wasn't in the 60s. Well, what were they telling him to take?
You know that was shit that was going to really fuck up your reproduction system. Whatever it was, yes, it was something that was not approved by the FDA, and it was definitely bad for you.
It is, yeah, it was like a get it in Mexico type of situation.
Yeah. Well, he said he took it for like a day and then realized it's probably a bad idea.
Yeah, agreed.
Woman quit her job so she can breastfeed her 36-year-old bodybuilder boyfriend every 2 hours.
That's just a good woman.
How does that work?
He needs that breast milk to get yoked. Wait,
but does the body doesn't just... I mean, how does it produce... Like, she must have just had a baby and he just kept the thing going?
No, I think it keeps making it as long as there's somebody sucking. My grandmother in... from Rob Roy. She was Guatemalan, and she was raised in Guatemala, and she said that as a child, their maid would be like, you know, tending to the house or whatever, and then she would stop. She would stop and pull out one of her ample breasts to when her 7-year-old would walk over and be ready for some milk. So I think it just, you keep producing milk as long as you have a willing recipient for that milk.
Florida man eaten by alligator actually died from meth overdose, officials say.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a less chicken on Florida.
Right, right. Yeah. Story. Yeah. Yeah.
We got all of it right there.
It's not surprising that there would be some confusion, because those are the two leading causes of death in Florida. One, consumed by gator. B, meth overdose. So it's like those worlds were bound to intersect, and they probably do often.
Now, I don't know enough about biology or animals. With the gator eating the meth, the guy on meth, would that make the gator tweak?
Yes, for sure. Yep, absolutely. I mean,
that's a real dangerous situation.
Yeah, because then you got a methed out gator. Well, they probably have that already because of all the meth flushing that goes on. Right,
when the cops come.
Right. So there's probably lots of meth in the swamps and ponds and gullies and barrancas of the general Florida area.
School bus evacuated due to overwhelming smell of Axe body spray. That's like a Panther situation.
What part of Jersey?
let's see. Mm-hmm. Seems like it could very well be a Jersey situation.
Yeah.
It is. Oh, it was a middle school student in Buffalo.
Wow. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. That's where the Gronkowskis are from.
No. Buffalo Creek Parish, Florida.
Oh, Florida. Okay. Yeah.
Buffalo Creek. Again. Buffalo Creek Middle School.
Not a surprise. Maybe they use a lot of Axe to keep the gators and the meth off of them.
That's right.
It's meth / gator protection.
Axe a day will keep the gators away.
I've said it a million times.
As grandma used to say. Underage Michigan man arrested. Well, then it would be Michigan boy.
All right.
Underage Michigan boy arrested after drunken horse and buggy ride.
Oh, this is the Amish.
But Michigan?
Well, horses and buggies.
Lancaster, PA. Yeah, I know. It's a weird thing.
Right.
It's like you would expect too many hansom cabs in Michigan.
Right. No, that is kind of weird. Maybe there's like sects of, you know, Mennonites / Amish. Oh, I was having a conversation with somebody from PA recently, and they were talking about the Amish and how they just like so many of them. There's so many of them that they do construction and stuff, and they just like throw shit up so fast because they just, it's like in their DNA to know how to build like things.
The barn raising scene in Witness.
Yes. Or Kingpin.
Right.
But I'm like, but they got to use power tools, right? Do they not? They don't use like screw guns and shit. And
so what are they? They're just using.
I don't know. I assume they use
a lot of hammering, right?
I assume they use power tools, though, but they don't. They must not.
What year were nails invented? That's all right for them, right? They can use nails.
Yeah, because Jesus, you know, he had a situation with the nails. Like nails were invented then.
He had a negative experience with nails.
They only had the three nails though, because they had to use one for both feet.
They used technology from like 200 years ago, not like 2000. Right.
Because they can use those like grindy, they can use like the hand drill like you had in woodshop in ninth grade.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so people didn't get too fucked up.
Right.
I remember somebody called into Stern. Maybe they were ex.
Yeah.
Or they were on their room Springer.
Yeah.
But they said there's some bullshit rules. Like there is a phone in the street. There's like a phone booth that they can like go out and make some calls. They're cheating the rules a little bit.
The same person I was talking to was telling me that they couldn't. She worked at a bank. And she said that the bank wouldn't do home equity loans for the Amish because they immediately would rip out all the plumbing from the house.
What?
Because they don't fuck with modern plumbing.
But I mean, that's kind of rude. They could just
leave it and not use it. Yeah.
Turn off the water bill. Right. Just turn everything off.
Imagine having access to, like, there's no wizardry in a toilet. It's just an opening that takes things away with water. It's basically a drain. It's drain.
Elizabeth the First, like, guy invented the toilet for her, I think.
Right.
Like, it's a long time ago.
Like the Orthodox Jews, right? There's like one day of the week where they can't use like modern things, but they rig systems around it where they're like,
I saw that in Religious.
Right. That's what I saw. Yeah. Where they're like, just push this button and you're not actually touching the toilet, but the toilet's still flushing. In which case, like, go fuck yourself because your religion's fucking stupid. Like, it's so dumb. That's so dumb. Right.
That's like when Chris Rock's talking about the you know, meat on Fridays thing. He's like, you killed somebody. He's like, but I ate right.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, at some point, just be a good person. I'm sure if whatever God you're believing in, if you're a good person, it'll work out. Not if you touched a button on Fridays.
It's weird.
Kentucky judge accused of having a courthouse threesome is suspended. I mean, don't we want our judges to be even keeled and relaxed?
Yeah. Who cares where the threesome's going down?
If you're going to deny a judge pleasure, that judge is going to be overly harsh.
Also, I saw this story and it's a female judge. And if this were a male judge and he was threesoming under his robes, I feel like that would be allowed. That would be encouraged even.
Yeah. I feel like that might've been a plot on Night Court.
For sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting Marky Post in 1987 in the mix.
Agreed. I would like to be involved in that.
The type of threesome that would happen there. You know, Larroquette was down back then.
Oh, yeah. He was getting it in for sure. And also Bull, Richard Mall.
Is Night Court a thing or was that just a TV construction? Like, did...
Well, no.
Do you think they have court at night?
They do. I know they do, but it depends on where you are. But a lot of times, like, if you get, you know, arrested at night, they're like, well, you got to wait for the judge. You know, you're going to be here waiting for the judge. But, like, in New York, where Night Court took place, like, there's too many people getting arrested all the time. There's just not, you can't fucking house all these people. You got to keep the system going. It's a lot like the Amish plumbing. Like, you got, shit is moving. You got to keep it moving.
Agreed. But, you know, I had a buddy arrested over the weekend. It was like, well, we'll talk to the judge on Monday. Enjoy your Saturday night through.
That definitely happens.
Monday morning.
Yep. That absolutely happens.
Judges are never around. There's not like a judge at 3 a.m. who's going to help you out.
Nope.
This is, you know, everyone's talking about it, but we should probably weigh in. Goop selling a vagina-scented candle. Now I know she just gets bigger and bigger. What's the deal? Why do people? I've never found her to be likable.
No.
People are like really into building her brand.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't either. I mean, the whole, this is clearly a headline grabbing thing. The vagina scented candle. I mean, who, why? There are lots of, I'm not somebody who's really opposed to that. You know, I don't have like a hard stance, but candles, you know, I like Cheetos or whatever. Yeah. There's a lot of things I don't want a candle of. What?
Yeah, I agree. And also, like, it's my experience that it's vaginas have all different smells. And right. and most vaginas, like, not like a strong smell. You, like, really got to get in there to get any kind of smell from it. Now, I've encountered some that were a little more pungent / unhealthy smelling. I doubt a candle smells like that.
Right.
Yeah, it's so stupid. She wants us to be talking about it.
Just her career is so odd.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because she's so big now.
Yeah.
And she used to be in movies like Seven, and now she's just this clown that's sometimes in Iron Man and other times steaming her vagina and getting like super rich from it.
It's
a weird career.
She puts some egg thing inside her vagina and she got sued for it.
And she's super annoying.
Really annoying. Ugh. Yeah.
Finally, last story, Lori Loughlin reportedly practicing martial arts, so she'll be ready for prison.
Come on.
What?
You just pay for protection. This is like when Omar goes inside and those two big dudes give him all the magazines to put in his waistband.
That's such a tense scene. Yeah. He thinks they're coming in to kill him, and they're coming in to give him help. They give him a knife, right? And the magazines.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's got a price on his head.
So good.
Yeah, so good.
But I mean, what is she going to do with Kung Fu? The type of people that go to jail versus Lori Loughlin.
Stupid.
Lori Loughlin is not a big frame. She's going to need a lot more than Kung Fu to help her out.
I'll help her out. Like, she wants to do some house arrest. I got a place she can stay. It's fine. Like, we can talk to the judge. We go to night court and see if we can get it. You know, people with money, they can make things happen. So come on over and do some house arrest over here. I maintain that she's getting off. Like, this is going in front of a jury, and the jury's going to hear the evidence and be like, how is the guy was the ringleader of the situation ratting out all his clients? Like, I don't understand. I don't get that.
How it works.
That's not, no. You don't arrest El Chapo and then ask who he was selling to. You fucking got the big guy. It's crazy.
Odd, but I guess she would just run afoul of the judge.
Yeah.
But she's done some shitty things that have pissed off the judge.
I would eventually, I imagine she and the husband, Massimo, will turn on each other. It's usually what happens in husband-wife prosecutions.
Right.
Yeah. She'll blame him.
Yeah. How great a feeling would it be to be the judge when you give the objections and you say, I'll allow it, or overruled?
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the number one thing about being a judge.
No, it's great. And it's like, you have, like in court, you have to like say everything the right way. And if you don't say it the right way, the judge gets to admonish you.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fucked up, because I mean, we all saw that time that Herman Munster was the judge. And like Joe Pesci didn't have the right kind of suit on or the right kind of jacket.
Yeah. And he was, I mean, Herman Munster.
It's a real dick.
I think that was his final role.
I think so too.
Real dick.
Did he have that gigantism? Because I think he died like in his 60s.
His features were very gigantism, Tony Robbins-ish.
He was kind of like a more handsome Boban.
Richard Kiel.
Right. Yes. Yeah. It was something was going on with him, and the voice, he had the voice too. It was a whole much like Tony Robbins. He might have had that what do you call that? Acromegaly. It makes people all huge. Okay. Well, excellent job, Ed. It's great to catch up, to do some fucking
first first regular show on the
books. to do some real stories, talk about shit that's happening. People send us these stories all the time. Feel free to reach out if you would like. Hit us on Twitter at EasyEdDaily, at Brian Beckner. You can also email us mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com or leave us a voicemail 949-464-TBLS. So, for Ed Daily, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 302 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
But she's known as fancy pop to you and me. Talking loud, commas, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.